One thing. He said, now you can come just as you are without one plea. But that thy blood, O Lamb, was shed for me, I come. And I'm here to tell you here and now, my friends, that crimson love that flowed from the cross of Calvary gives you the only chance on earth, the side of the grave, to come out of that box. With all of your problems, with all of your anxieties, with all of your bad points, with all your busy hiding, and say, God, I come just as I am. Without one plea. But that thy blood, O Lamb, was shed for me. And I'm here to invite you to come out of the box and tell you I've had a dream from the mid-60s. The dream of a church where that would be safe for people. You know, when I hear folks dying in their sins, my soul immediately reinterprets that to folks dying in their lonely fears, guilt and shame, that they were afraid to bring out and say, this is what I am. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm dealing with every day. I'm telling you, the truth is, God says, come as you are. You can come out of that thing. It doesn't matter how you got in there. It doesn't matter that you are in there, and it doesn't matter what happened in there, but I'm telling you, you can come out just as you are, and the blood will cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and I'll put you in a fellowship of believers who live in that forgiveness and in that grace and in that love, who aren't carrying around a chalkboard to check off your good and bad points every day, to find out what your problems are. As we read from the scripture early on today, they live by a new rule.
Amen. Yes.
Now that is so essential that I don't know what to say to you this morning, beloved. Look at chapter 6 for a minute. In verse 16 of Galatians. Sorry. Galatians 6:16, and as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. You want peace and you want mercy. You've got to walk according to one rule and one and only rule. We new creation believers live by one rule, and it's glorying in the cross. That's what he says right there in verse 14, just before he introduces this. But God forbid that I should glory except on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I unto the world. And that exposes the reason why people hide and live in a box. You see, the old rule, the world's rule, is about glorying in the flesh. Yeah. And oh, how it must break the heart of God, how it must embarrass the angelic host, how it must please the devil when Christians start living by the old rule and glorying in one another's flesh. There is nothing worse than that mentality of glorying in the flesh. Folks, you've got to repent of that. That's worse than adultery. That's worse than murder. That's worse than theft. That's worse than rape. Because you do despite to the cross. When you require men's flesh to please, when you are a boaster and a bragger and you want people to think a certain way about you, you want them to look up to you, you want them to admire you, you want them to be jealous of you, you want them to say, boy, I wish I was like him, oh, I wish I was like her. That is the old rule. And churches are full of braggadocious people who just think that's how you do it. They eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and come away professional critics and judges. Yeah. And hide it behind, I can sense, I can tell.
Yeah,
I can discern what your problem is. If only you could, honey, we'd make you senior minister. It's the truth.
Yes, it is.
You're the reason people don't go to church.
Right.
But they don't want to get anywhere near you because you're caustic and you're waiting to melt their hopes and their aspirations. Don't you just want to be accepted and forgiven and cleansed and loved and taken care of? Isn't that the desire of every man? Didn't Adam and Eve wish they could reverse the curse 5 minutes after it was too late?